Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. You got two former Packers in here. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, soon to be named 2020 Class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's not a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. That's
ashy,
a spoiler.
Sometimes you're so ashy, you just accept it.
You just kind of grin and bear it?
I told y'all I had that big revelation. I said I want my skin to look like my wife's on. So I was using her products, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I let this man thing overcome me, and I've succumbed to it.
Subcontract.
Look at that. I need to keep using her products because
don't let it look like gator skin.
I
got some stuff that'll get you, cuz.
Man, I ain't got no money now.
You'll never see me ask.
Well, you're going through something. Steve said you're going through something.
Did you hear what your boy just said yesterday he wanted to do?
What?
Oh, you didn't hear.
Oh, you didn't hear.
What?
He asked us if he should shave his chest again.
The front or the back?
Both.
What do you mean the front or the back, man? It's only a chest. That's the back. This is a chest. I know you went to Florida State, but there is no back to a chest.
Well, you missed the whole
front or a back. What are you talking about?
You missed it, Steve.
He said it's chest, man.
I got to talk slow for some of you people to keep up with.
Please do. Say it again.
Do you want this man? He want to shave his what?
His chest.
The front or the back?
I'm so confused.
I believe both.
He didn't say that, though.
So he didn't say that.
No,
he told me he didn't want to wear the bro tank on when his shirt's off.
He gonna walk around with his hair going on the front, his back. He gonna look like Caesar from Planet of the Apes. This man, you got to do a whole body, man. You just can't do your chest. Am I right?
That's why I believe that it was just
the front and the back.
I believe that it would be the front and the back. Gary can't talk. He put the finger up like he was going to respond, and then just put the hand down. He couldn't do it yet.
We're videoing that if he does it.
I asked the same question.
Man, you hurt me last time, Leroy.
I know, but you had some stuff for your to put on the aftershave for your body, right?
Yeah,
and it was fine.
No, it hurt. I mean, it hurt.
Well, you know, pain, no game.
You can take your shirt off with taco meat. It looks fine.
No, I know.
Only like 65-year-old people would appreciate it.
Yeah, it does creep up on the neck as Gary turns around trying to show us. Man, that's right underneath your necklace down there.
Yeah, you
see it wrong.
You can see where it separates when you shave your head and then the hair picks
Gary's
up.
Gary's turning around so Leroy can see the difference between
you see the back of my neck right there?
Do it with some clippers.
That would be the smartest thing. If I have a hair trimmer,
Leroy. Yeah, they get close.
Yeah, you just give you like a one. Just go right down through.
Yep, there you go.
I think we could do that real well. That would be all right. And we could videotape that. It would be censored.
No, I ain't got no. No, I don't like
hair. Not enough to shave.
I shave hair under my arm, too. I don't like hair. Hair is disgusting to me.
You shave your armpits?
Yes, that's disgusting to see a guy hold his arm up. He got a big old, like he got a guy in the headlock with an afro. That's disgusting.
Stop it.
You shave underneath your armpits?
Oh, cuz. Manscaped. That's what makes you stink. If you got all that hair on there.
No, it doesn't.
That's where the funk comes from.
No, the funk comes from the sweat that comes in there. It doesn't come from the hair in there.
Who told you that?
Science.
I hope these ain't the same climate change guys, because I don't believe them just like I don't believe
hey,
you right
I don't
now.
Know. I'm going to go with, you know why I'm going
with? The odor comes from the hair.
You know
that's
why
100.
You know why I'm going to go with Baby Tosh?
Why?
Because I think he's a professional sweater.
Dang right.
He don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him, because he sweat like now. He sweat
what
like
he sweat right now. We all sweat. Steve sweat. Nah, I sweat when like we start laughing.
Here. We got a picture of Freems, your boy Freems.
Yeah, he's my
from,
boy.
From good old KS.
Freems got, he got, he has hair.
Freems has no taco meat.
Oh, good.
Freems in the hot tub has
I
no
like
taco
that.
Meat.
When did we do this?
He did it himself.
He did a video.
It.
Now, Gary does have some taco
wait
meat.
Wait a minute. Who's
picture.
Doing side-by-side stuff?
KO.
Who's doing
KS
that?
Probably.
When did this happen?
The internet is undefeated.
Man, KS, man, I'm going to come over and get you, man. What is he doing, man?
We got side-by-side.
Hey.
Chuck Freeman shirtless.
Hey,
ain't my
but,
man, Gary Ellison.
Look, one of those guys is a grown-ass man. One ain't. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Chuck, oh,
but I like my boy Freems, though, so I ain't going to get into it with Freems. I already got a thing going on with his what's his
yeah, name? That's also true. Somebody did name? Let us know, Bart Winkler said,
yeah,
I think Winks Thinks versus Gary Ellerson should be the undercard of the Tom Cruise-Justin Bieber fight.
Yeah.
Y'all need to sit down somewhere.
Yeah, I already got a thing going on with Wink Tinks.
Yeah, what's the deal with you Stinky and Winks?
Winky. Huh?
What's the deal with you and Bart?
Nothing. I like Bart a lot.
It doesn't seem like he likes you too much right now.
I don't think HR will let guys fight him.
He's one of my favorite guys here. I love Bart.
Sparky, you think we could get HR to clear?
They're not going
to
clear that.
Winks Thinks and Gary Ellerson fight as the undercard?
I'm done.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. No.
At our golf tournament this summer, though, we could hit him in the face with pies with rocks in it.
That could work.
We did that for Steve.
I used to always just put ice in it. That's what I always used to do.
Yeah, we can do that.
Like put like in a snowball, you just pack a couple of ice cubes in it, and that's
how
you
come up with this stuff, man.
Wasn't a nice kid.
I'm glad you admitted it.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie about
it. Live your life.
So we do know that if you shave your chest, Gary, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it hurts.
But if you have a Harry's razor, it's gonna be the closest shave possible you could on the chest.
I'm thinking that Harry's razor is gonna do the job.
And it's a little heavy too. You're gonna need to get through that forest, I'm telling you.
Well, that's the issue.
He hasn't
I feel
shaved
like
his chest in years.
That's why I feel like we need to go in with the buzzer first.
Yeah,
take some down.
I got you. I'm gonna try that. So
you can go to the barbershop.
Even because you know I got hair on my stomach too. Even my stomach was hurting.
Like down by like your belly button
down.
And stuff.
I got hair all the way down, cause well, I don't. I shave down there though. I don't have hair down there.
That's enough. Let's talk about Harry's razors.
Hair,
hey,
man. This got nasty.
Hey, look, this is what I'm going to do.
That's why I smell like Doritos,
Steve, why don't you
man.
Just on the Harry's razors, man, so I can shave myself up, cuz?
I'm not going to. You want to know why?
Give him the product code Sparky so you can get him something for free.
Give him something. Yeah, look, come
listen,
on, boy.
Help him out.
Jared, your son?
Uh-huh.
Brock, your son?
Yeah.
Brock can even afford this, right? Katie, right. I'm sure she'll get you something different. But Jared and Brock can definitely afford this.
Father's Day is coming up
Father's
Sunday.
Day is fast approaching.
Coming Sunday.
Right? Next weekend, right? You can get this for Dad. A
wait,
gift
it's
that he
next
loves.
Weekend?
It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday.
How can you not know that when you say your dad was your
this favorite? Sunday. We just had this conversation, you and I, yesterday. About Father's Day for your dad. Are you going with your girl and your dad and your mom for Father's Day? We just had this conversation.
It's for stepfathers, too. So there's a lot of stepfathers out there that do an amazing job that never gets any credit. So it's Stepfather's Day, Father's Day, slash that.
There
so
you go.
Don't forget the
grandfathers.
Grandfathers.
They count, too, right?
Yeah, they do.
Hey,
help them out,
so Father's Day coming up this week. Get Dad something that he's going to love, something that he'll use, or how about that, a gift that doesn't break the bank. What if you could do all three of these and even save Dad a few bucks along the way?
Nice.
Winner. Well, you can do that with our friends over at Harry's Razors. Quality, durable blades at honest prices, just $2 each. Harry's has a special offer for this Father's Day. Get $5 off a Harry's shave set and treat yourself or the man in your life to a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. All you have to do is use the word Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Harry's.com. I love my Harry's razor. In fact, I got my dad a Harry's razor a couple years ago for Father's Day, and that's all he uses now. Why? Because it's that nice, smooth, comfortable shave that you get. And my dad loves the best part, are the razors, because he gets the shave done a lot quicker with a Harry's razor than he was using before. And these are German-engineered blades that Dad will appreciate year-round. This Father's Day, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer. And if Dad doesn't want to restock online after he gets his initial deal, no big deal. Harry's products are now also available at Target and Walmart.
It appears that David Ortiz, this from CNN, the Red Sox legend, has now taken his first steps following his second surgery to address his injuries after being shot a couple of days ago in the Dominican Republic. We'll get some of the latest and a conversation about that coming up with Seth Everett, our national baseball insider. He has a lot of thoughts on that coming up at 4:48. We'll also hear from Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager, coming up in about 15 minutes from right now here on the Wendy's Big Show. He will also be with Bill Michaels tomorrow at 12:35 on these same airwaves, 105.7 FM, 12:50 AM, and the radio.com app. Sitting in this room during the breaks.
Southern talk.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Five Round, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. What are you looking at there, Leroy? A little injury over there on the right hand?
Yeah, the left
metacarpal.
Whoa.
Yeah, I broke it. Came through the skin. I don't know what that's called, compound. I don't know.
How'd you break it?
It came out of the skin.
It just busted right through.
And my glove was like red. I thought it just blood, maybe a scratch. They barely got it off. Well, they cut it, and then I saw my bone.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen a
There's
bone
not
before.
Much more to say.
My teacher got one in science class, a little skeleton. I don't think that's real bones. But
it happened to my brother when he was 9, I think.
Did you play next week?
Of course.
I think he was 9. He was going to get into a car. We were leaving a restaurant in Kenosha, going over to his godparents' house. And he went to get in the car. Maybe he was 8 or 9 or something like that. And he put his hand, and we had like a minivan, went to go get in. And all of a sudden, I was already in the minivan. And my dad was in, and my mom and him were getting in. And all of a sudden, my brother very calmly goes, "Hey, Mom, can you open up your door? Because my hand's stuck."
Oh!
Didn't realize he was in pain or anything. He's like, "My hand's stuck."
Yeah.
So then she opened, she's like, "Oh, my God." And she opened it up.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Don't look." I tell the kid, "Don't look." So then he looked, and it's the same thing. The bone was popped right up. Ew. Looking at him. Yeah. 27, 28 stitches later.
Did he play the following week or no?
He's a baby.
He was in no sports. No, not at that
point. They put some screws in there. Put some screws in there.
Is that what he did? You put screws in there?
Yeah. And banded it up.
Still got him in there?
Yeah, I played. Got a pick against South Carolina.
Oh, with the club on?
Yeah. I cut mine anyway because I can't catch. My hands are no good.
Yeah, yeah. No, you just caught it up against the body, right?
That's what I told Brock. Brock, when you pick, six it. Don't use your hand. Cup that thing, cuz, like Antonio Freeman.
I told Brock he can't play football this year.
Okay, let's go.
Right. Why?
You're going to get me mad with this.
Wait. You've let him play this whole time. Yeah. Now it counts? Now
he's
you say
bigger
no?
Than you.
No, he ain't bigger than me, Leroy.
Yeah, yeah. I got a picture on Instagram. He's bigger than you.
Thin, Leroy.
Almost taller than you.
Thin, though.
What he's supposed to be thin.
So we had the Lombardi, right?
That was a golf tournament over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Lombardi.
Yeah.
You took Brock with you?
Yeah, he's playing.
Oh.
Yeah. So they do the thing on the first tee. You know how they come up and blah, blah, blah.
I want to see. He's going into his sophomore year.
Yeah. And so they introduce him and all that kind of stuff. He talked to Pip a little bit.
Yeah.
So he getting ready to go hit the ball. I said, man, your butt tight is all get out right now.
Well, he ain't never hit it in front of all these
people.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Like a gallery.
Right.
Yeah.
That's that dog leg left.
It's nerve-wracking.
Took it over the tree, Leroy, cut the left.
Just dropped it right now.
Yard, dropped right in everybody.
He can play football and
everybody go. Just stood up. I said, cuz, I get in the car.
You ain't playing football.
You ain't playing football. You need to play. We need to do more of this summer. It's what you need to do right here.
Does he love football?
Huh?
It not, buddy.
Huh?
Yeah, he
does. Does he love football?
He loves
sport. Yeah, because they win. They state champs last year. I mean, that whole program.
Yeah, it's hard not to like
on
winning.
On fire right now. I mean, the Little League program, they got a lot of juice. Yeah. They got a lot of juice.
So he wants to play.
Huh?
So he wants to play.
Yeah, a lot of kids want. Yeah.
And his group, all that group that you raised since they were little babies.
They lost for like 2-3 games forever since they've been.
I would have liked playing football a lot more, too.
Right? They never lost.
I think the coach may call you on this one, Gary.
They never lost.
Making it a lot more fun.
They never lost.
So did he agree with you?
No.
Okay.
Told me, you're going to eat them. I ain't do what I want to do. I said, wait, hold up.
No, he didn't say that. He did not say that.
Leroy, he did.
No, he didn't.
That's
Leroy, he did.
No, he's a great kid. He don't talk
like that. You got signed for it. Otherwise, he can't play.
Kid. Still high school.
I do what I want to do. I said, listen, I'm the daddy. You the son. I tell you if you ain't going
to
play it.
Don't you still have to sign in order to let them play?
Yeah.
You can always forge those signatures. Come on.
Of course.
Did you hear Leroy? I'll sign it for him.
Yeah,
I will. That's Godfather. I can sign it. Bring it here. Go play.
You can let him go play.
He's good. Now, if he's
He sounds
good,
like he might be a damn good golfer, though.
He can still play golf. You can do both.
Yeah, you can with it. EOFF. Season, but you get broke up, you can't do both.
Quiet as a kept, he actually can be a model because it's awesome. Hair.
Quiet, man. Now, your daughter, I got to tell you this, cut him up. He still got the same haircut right now.
Yes,
from the wedding.
She can cut hair.
From the wedding, he still got the same haircut. I wish I could just get Lori Yetta to fly from here to cut his hair all the time.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
He got nice hair.
You pay for it?
Of course.
You pay for Lori Yetta fly.
Anything for Brock.
Can she cut my hair too?
Yeah, she can cut yours.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I could use one.
You're not going to let nobody cut that long.
No, I have to. I got to cut it.
Are you going to get that haircut?
Yeah, I got to get it cut.
I think Bob Tiara may
so warm.
I think Bachar, man, I saw his photo. I think he might have clipped it. I have to ask
him. Yeah. No, I'm not going to cut it all the way off. I just got to cut it down a little bit.
Not all of it, but I think, don't you have to trim it like the bottom?
Nah, that's what we should get video of, Steve. He cuts his hair.
If he cuts it all off.
Right.
If I cut it all off, I would. No, yeah, I'd definitely video that. But I'd also donate it and do all that kind of stuff. I like it too.
But that locks of love.
Yeah, locks of love. Thank you. The only issue is that was the goal, and then I kind of just fell in love with having the long hair.
But it is kind of hot.
I like the way Jackson has like a fade, that what we call a fade, low on the sides and around.
Yeah.
That's for the summer, everybody.
Got to have a fade for the summer. Feels way too good.
Yeah, it's good for kids.
The Memphis Grizzlies, Sparky, hiring Taylor Jenkins, Milwaukee Bucks assistant, as their new head coach today.
Talking about success.
What do we know about Taylor
this
Jenkins?
This is what success gets you. That's what you know.
He's been with Budenholzer back to his Atlanta days.
Good for him.
He's a solid coach, man. It's something that I think
Darvin
you'd have to agree with Leroy on this one, that success helps.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when
somebody
you're winning,
a successful season. Stop it.
Your assistants will get opportunities.
Absolutely.
And this obviously helped get him to the next level coming from under Budenholzer. Now, will Budenholzer grow a tree like some of these other head coaches have over the course of time? I don't know.
Well, you got a branch right now.
Right. But,
isn't
I mean, he's
nice?
Going from one
that's nice.
Very heavy analytical organization to another. With John Hollinger, formerly of ESPN, and those guys, they're all in the analytics and all of this stuff. So I'm sure that was a very, very key part to him coming in, saying, hey, man, we're huge in analytics over here. We play based off of our analytics to a certain degree, and I'm willing to do that in Memphis as well in using the numbers that we have to our benefit. So, yeah, I think it's a great hire from Memphis. I think it's a great opportunity for him to go be a head coach. I question their front office and really how good they really are because they've made a lot of boneheaded moves, in my opinion, in the last 5 to 10 years. But it'll be fun to see how he does. And then, obviously, Budenholzer is going to have to replace him with somebody on the staff. I vote Sam Cassell. Okay. Oh, yeah.
If you guys want a chance to win Summerfest tickets, we got your chance all week long here on the Wendy's Big Show. Today's opportunity. If voting ended today in the NBA,
8-0 USA
would be the MVP. Oh, they covered a long time ago
Morgan
on the 5.5 spread.
Another
I'm
one.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag Big Show MVP. Who would be your MVP in the NBA if the season ended today? A lot of people believe in that it could have been Kawhi Leonard. Nick Nurse last night, guys.
Yeah.
A couple of very precarious timeouts.
Couple
of
listen
precarious
to me. How
timeouts.
How in the world is your team on a run? Kawhi Leonard. I texted Billy. I go, Leonard is a bad, bad man. He is by himself. On a
run.
A 10-0 run.
And Nick Nurse, after Curry misses a three at like 3:03 or something like that, goes, timeout. After that timeout, Golden State went on their run. After the game, Nick Nurse goes, I thought my guys were getting a little tired.
That's even better.
Exactly
he didn't just take one timeout. He knows that he loses both of them under the 2 minutes. So he takes two of them.
Just
the
guys
moron.
The guys, look at the play. The guys were bent over. They were tired. He was right. They were tired.
They were on fire.
They were, but they were tired. They did so much to get to that push. But had they loafed out there. If you go out there and you loaf, somebody may get injured. But Golden State comes back anyway, then he learned his lesson, though.
I would hope so.
He didn't play a lot of these guys in the Bucks series because they were tired and he didn't call timeouts and they lost that game. The one game that they lost.
So Yahoo Sports just tweeted out, was Nick Nurse's decision to call a timeout worse than Pete Carroll's decision not to give the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the 1 yard line of the Super Bowl?
I can think of a better decision. Worse decision than that.
I don't know if it's on that par, but that was a pretty dumb decision when you look at what Kawhi Leonard was doing last night. He was taking that game
furthermore,
over.
Furthermore,
he had 12 points in seven minutes.
Unbelievable,
furthermore, at the end of the game, I was texting, like I said, with Baby Tosh. This thing was going on. I was just getting more and more
And I was pretty mad at your boy Boogie Cousins, too.
Why?
A few different times.
Well, yeah.
The moving screen? Dude, just keep your butt in line with your body.
Yeah, whatever. Four of the last five possessions there towards the end of the game. Yeah. Leonard touched the ball one time on four of the last five possessions. Once. Didn't take a shot. He had to pass it. Four of five. It was a Kyle Lowry show. And I'm on the couch going, now, wait a second. Did I imagine Leonard getting on that run before that timeout? Why in the world? And who was it? You, somebody, thinking like, well, you know, they're doubling him. Well, he should be the one bringing the ball across half court.
Right.
Let him start, initiate the offense, exactly. Let him take who he wants to take.
That last force possession defensively was gorgeous by the Golden State
Warriors.
For sure
it was.
Though.
I agree, yes.
When you get...
But before that, yep. They had opportunities.
Oh, no doubt they did. They had chances to get him the ball inside of 15 feet multiple different
just
times.
Horrible.
Oh, man. But I loved it. I loved every single second of it. Going to get an opportunity at a game six.
I just want Golden State to lose.
See, I don't know.
I cannot stand Draymond Green.
How you say that?
Draymond Green is amazing, man. Stop it.
Cannot stand it.
You don't like Draymond Green?
He hates Draymond Green.
I've never liked him.
You don't like great players. That's all.
It was like Draymond Green walked over and kicked this dude's dog in front of him.
I didn't like KG either. Same way. Couldn't stand KG either.
If they came here,
guys just run their mouth. Huh?
If they, you know, but. Huh? If they came here, you would love them. These guys, they do everything. They fill up the stat sheet. They take pressure off of people.
No.
They move the ball.
Didn't like Dellavedova. Didn't like Dellavedova before.
Don't like Dellavedova now.
Dellavedova
don't run his mouth.
No, he's just borderline.
I don't know how he goes about like playing.
He just don't like
people. Yeah, he just don't like
people. Don't like people. He just in general.
Do you like Brian Gutekunst?
People in general. Yeah.
You like Brian Gutekunst?
I mean, I haven't had any interactions with him yet. So, sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just wait. Let's hear from Aguilar. He flipped to Aguilar. Doesn't mean I like him forever. Well, we were talking about that yesterday.
We were talking about yesterday. You remember last year we did that topic? He said Aguilar was a cornerstone.
Next, David Ortiz.
Thankfully, he hasn't got shot.
Now he want to get rid of.
Good. We'll hear from Brian Gutekunst while Sparky still likes him next on the Wendy's Big Show. Big Show on the Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson here as well. Former Badger and Packer running back. We got a chance for you to win a pair of Summerfest tickets each day here on Wendy's Big Show this week. Today, answer the question. If voting ended today in the NBA, who would be your MVP? Now, I know a lot of people want to say it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Everybody's going to say that it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was fantastic all year long, Sparky. But with what Kawhi Leonard did, it's hard to understand what he was doing in this NBA Finals, if you're able to do it this way.
Yeah. I mean, it's an awfully hard sell, for sure, on Giannis versus Kawhi because of how well Kawhi has played. And if Kawhi wins a ring, it's even more difficult to have that conversation for sure at that point. But we're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst, right? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, as we are pulling
it. Anthony Mandela has it, right?
Okay, because this one is not the same that I have.
You've got
here.
Brian Gutekunst all ready
this one's
to go?
Broken.
Yeah, Anthony's got it all
okay,
set to go.
Because this one's broken.
Because I talked
I apologize.
To him.
I hit it and then it was broken.
Before. Here's Brian Gutekunst from earlier today at Camp Mike Clemens. I was nice enough to be there and hear what Brian Gutekunst had to say. This is something very interesting to me. Number one, he comes out, addresses the Josh Jones thing, talks about the fact of whether or not they're going to trade him or not, whatever's in the best interest of the team, which tells me, yeah, they're probably looking. Josh Jones' hamstring injury could have been him trying to get on the plane before he got fined for missing camp. Maybe that's how he got hurt, because if he would have missed all this camp, he would have cost himself about $80,000+ for missing it. So I don't think he's in a position to be just blowing $80,000 by not showing up. Other thing I found very interesting, Gary, was if this was Ted, he's not doing this. He's not having a little presser here today talking about Josh Jones at this camp. Ted Thompson's not having this presser. There's just no chance, right?
No, yeah, he'd have had McCarthy do it.
McCarthy would have had to have done it. Right. Now, LaFleur talked today, too, but Ted never would have been involved in it.
No, he'd have had McCarthy do it.
Okay. So let's move on to the next thing I want to point out. Guess who was at camp today?
McCarthy.
Ted. Having a long conversation with Matt LaFleur while Matt LaFleur was in the cart during practice today. Good old Teddy T.
Can we imagine
he was sitting in the cart with him?
I don't know if he was sitting. I just saw the report on Twitter from the reporters that were there that Ted Thompson had having a long chat with Matt LaFleur. LaFleur was in the cart, obviously, because he can't walk because he's hurt.
Well, make sure you ask Mike Clemens about it.
5:35, yeah. So I just found that very kind of weird.
Well, he's still connected to
Gutekunst talking to the media about Josh Jones, which Ted never would have done. No. And there's Ted at practice talking to his head coach.
Yeah, he's still connected to the program.
I can only imagine what that conversation was entailing.
The Ted and...
So...
Pretty slow conversation.
Yeah. Slow.
Yeah.
Brewers lineup is out for tonight's first of two down in Houston. Astros hurting. Jose Altuve not going to play. George Springer not going to play. Carlos Correa not going to play. Ben Gamel leading off out in left field is Christian Yelich. Then Lorenzo Cain hitting third in center field. Mike Moustakas back at second base. You know what that means. That means Travis Shaw back in the lineup. Then goes Yasmani Grandal hitting fifth. Eric Thames will be your DH. Jesus Aguilar hits seventh place first. Travis Shaw at third hitting eighth tonight. And Orlando Arcia rounds out the nine with the designated hitter in Houston as the Brewers are in interleague play tonight. Come on back. We're talking to Edge Sports International's Keith Kreider.
Yeah.
You even rehearsed it, too.
I know I did. I'm sorry. I get a little bit flustered here. He's a sports agent, NBA agent. We'll talk to him about what he would have done, what he would have advised in a situation. Kevin Durant injury last night here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.